and see if he wants to do exams. He may want to get some more teaching in, so we'll do whatever he wants to do. Alrighty. Last week we started on the will, which is the final aspect of the soul. The will is we talked about it last week, began to talk about it. The will is the most important aspect of the soul. Your will is where your actions come from. Your will is, your will determines whether your emotions are going to be expressed. Your will determines if your memory is going to, if a memory is going to overtake you, or if a memory is going to hold you back. Your will determines that. And so we have to allow the Word of God to strengthen and train our will. We have to let the Word of God massage our will. We have to let the Word of God, trying to find a word right way so I can get you to really see what the Word of God does. The Word of God strengthens your will. It massages your will. It directs your will. And so without the Word of God, without the Word of God in your life, your will be erratic, uncontrollable. It's Proverbs the fourth chapter. I think it's the Proverbs the fourth chapter. Let me make sure. We talked about it last week. Yeah, Proverbs the fourth chapter, 23rd verse. Proverbs 4:23, it says, keep thy heart with all diligence. Remember, what's another word for heart? Soul. So it says, keep your soul with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Not issues as in situations. That word is translated boundaries. As we talked about it last week. So that scripture reads like this: guard your heart, all your soul, with all diligence, for out of your soul comes the boundaries for life. So now whatever you keep your soul with creates the boundaries for your life. What does that mean? If there's nothing I'm using to keep my soul in check, all my will in check, then my boundary there, I will have no boundaries. Mm-hmm. So now, watch this. I will have no boundaries, so I'll go anywhere and I'll do anything, I'll say anything, I'll try anything. Mm-hmm. So if I try anything, say anything, do anything, go anywhere I want to go, that means I can cross over into some territory from which I'm not able to handle. Mm-hmm. This is why God wanted Adam and Eve to spend time with him. Because remember, we talked about this. The Bible is so wonderful to read. And when you really read the Bible and study the Bible, you begin to see things that you couldn't see before. We discovered early this year that Adam and Eve, that the Garden of Eden was just a space on the earth. Because how we know that? Because Adam and Eve was expelled from it into darkness, right? So the whole purpose of God, them spending time with God, was to be able to be prepared that when he released them in the darkness, they would have dominion to duplicate what was in the Garden of Eden. Are you seeing this? So what happened to Adam and Eve is that they didn't keep their soul. How they didn't keep their soul? Because they disobeyed the Word of God. So when they disobeyed the Word of God, now they were exposed into boundaries. Their boundaries had no limits, but God's boundaries were boundaries of protection. Are you seeing this? See, it's not that God wasn't going to allow them to go there. It's just like, I'll give you an example. It's just like the United States. We got boundaries, right? We got borders, right? Another word for boundaries. We got a border up north, that's Canada. Border down south is Mexico. There are times when the United States government will issue travel warnings, telling you don't go to this particular country. Now, you can go if you want, but don't expect us to come get you. Those are boundaries. Not saying you can't go there, but you're not prepared to go there. Are you seeing that? So the word of God, let's bring it to the word of God in our soul. If my soul is not kept with the word of God, that's why Romans 12:2, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Don't conform to this world. What do it mean to be conformed? What take on how the world operates with no boundaries, no borders. We'll do anything, go anywhere, we'll say anything. When I keep my heart, I keep my soul, I keep my mind with the word of God, then I create boundaries, I create borders. So now when I get close to a boundary, conviction steps in. The Holy Spirit steps up and say, hey, don't go there. But if the word not hidden in my heart, if I'm not keeping my heart, then that boundary won't be there, and I will step over into the not knowing the danger that lies ahead. So the word of God strengthens your will to when you get to a boundary or a border, you can turn away from it. Mm-hmm. Or if God allows you to go into a territory you haven't experienced before, you'll be protected. Is that making sense? Yes. So our will has to be strengthened by the word of God, has to be massaged by the word of God. Without the word of God, our will take us in and everywhere. See, your soul, your memory, your intellect, your emotions, all those feed information to your will. That's how your will makes a decision. So now this is why you have to take the word of God. The word of God has to renew your mind, has to take care of your intellect. The word of God has to take care of your memories. The word of God has to take care of your emotions. Because all those aspects are feeding information to your will so that a decision can be made. So if my heart is not guarded with the word of God, it's not being protected, then my memory will give false information. My intellect will give false information. My emotions will give false information. And therefore, when my will gets false information, it makes a bad decision. Are you seeing that? There are two words that the author talks about that are important to the will. Yes and no. Without those two words, listen to me to that, yes and no. God is not a maybe so God. The Bible says all the promises of God are yea and amen. He ain't changed his mind. James 1, go to James 1. Yes and no is not maybe so. See, I'm very definitive with my decisions. I'm not answering until I become definitive. Maybe so gives the devil room to play with you. James, watch this. God is not a maybe so God. God is either yes or no. Look at James 1, verse 5. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men, how? Liberally, freely. And this is the part I want you to see. And upbraided it not, and it shall be given him. Once you go to God and you talk to God, when God gives you instructions, he's not backing away. He's not backing down. He's not changing them. Hebrews, the 13th chapter, Jesus said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Malachi 3, I think it's verse 8 or 9, God says, I'm the Lord thy God, I change not. God said, matter of fact, that's a good scripture. God said, I change not. That's why ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. If you get a chance, read Malachi 3. You'll see that he said, I'm the Lord thy God, I change not. That's the only reason why y'all ain't wiped out, because I made Noah a promise that I won't do this no more. So God is definitive. Our will, it, so therefore, if God is definitive in his decisions, then when we train our minds with the word of God, then we become definitive. When we train our minds with the word of God, our will is strengthened just like God's will is. We're able to say yes when we need to say yes, and say no when we need to say no. Our will, listen to this, our will is the greatest gift that God has given us. It's the greatest gift that God has given you, is your will. When there's no, when if will does not exist, or the power to choose doesn't exist, love can't exist. Love can't exist without choice. So your will is the most powerful and the most precious gift that God has given you. Your ability to make a decision. Your will has final authority over what happens in your body, in your soul, and in your spirit. The will is the gatekeeper of the spirit, soul, and body. That's powerful. Matter of fact, God said, God told him in the Old Testament, he said, I won't do nothing in this realm, unless I first reveal it to my prophets. That's humans. Ah, thank you, Holy Spirit. Turn to Hebrews 11. Our will determines when God's plans are manifested. Hebrews 11. Look at verse, the first verse, very first verse, Hebrews 11 and 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Go to verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So faith pleases God, right? So if faith pleases God, then faith in that first verse means that the hope that is being dealt with is his hope, not our hope. Let me explain it. Let me break it down. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, right? Right? Now, it says in verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a reward of them that diligently seek him, right? Got one more for you, Romans 10, 17. Y'all know the scripture, but we're going to read it. Let me turn it, because my Bible is going to do something. It's going to give me the Strong Concordance, because I want to see it in the Strongs also. Romans 10, 17. Talk about how important your will is. It says what in verse 17? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, right? So faith comes from hearing the word of God, right? That word that we notice, that word there is not logos. What is it? It's rhema. So the original Greek, New Testament Greek, Old Testament Hebrew. In the New Testament, the word here is translated into rhema. Rhema is a live spoken word out of the mouth, like his rhema, his what the Greek language meant by rhema. She's writing. If I were to take those notes that she's writing and read them, that's her logos. But if she tells me those notes, that's rhema, because they're coming from her. See, logos is always passed through somebody else. Rhema comes directly from the source. Do you get that?
Yes.
Rhema always comes directly from the source. Like, you can go get the transcript to this particular class. If somebody was transcribed this class, you could get the particular transcript and begin to read it, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. That passed through somebody else because somebody else had to transcribe it. Mm-hmm. But you're getting the rhema directly from the source. Mm-hmm. So it says here, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by a live word from God. So a live word from God has to be instruction. That makes you see that?
Yes, sir.
So my faith, or me knowing what to do with my life, comes from live word from God. So in order for me to get a live word from God, I got to spend time with him. Mm-hmm. Right? So now let's go back to talking about your will. Now I'm talking about your will. Because your will determines whether God's plan will be executed or not in your life. So if I don't spend time with God, I can't get instructions. If I can't get instructions, I can't bring dreams to pass. So now, if the instructions are the things that bring dream, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now you know whose hope is talking about. If faith comes from hearing from the voice of God, me talking to God, if my faith comes from that, and faith is the substance of things hoped for, then the source of those instructions got to be the source of the hope. Are you getting it now? So now if my will is not intact, if I'm not definitively, I can definitively say yes or definitively say no, that means that sometimes I can be displeasing God. Because it says, but without faith, without knowing what to do with my life from God, it's impossible to please him. You give your kids instructions. They don't follow them. Is that pleasing? No, you ready to whoop somebody. Same thing. Same thing. Because you gave them rhema. You gave them rhema and they didn't follow it. So they didn't bring your future plans to pass. Your future goals to pass. Go clean your room. What's the future goal? Eventually, the room need to be clean. Go wash the dishes. What's the future goal? The dishes ought to be washed. So now, if the child heard the rhema, don't obey the rhema, that means the dishes ain't gone. So now, in between that, what's stopping from doing it? Will. Will. So my will, that's why I had to take the word of God and not be conformed. That's why I had to take the word of God and guard my heart. Because out of it are the boundaries, are the boundaries, are the borders of life. Am I going to bring God's dreams to pass or am I not? Can't be wishy-washy. I'm going to bring God's dream to pass or I'm not. So our will, that's why our will, listen a minute, that's why our will is the most precious and important gift God has given us. Jonah had to go through some issues. See, most of us travel the road of Jonah. See, because it was Jonah's will. See, it was his will saying, I don't want to go to Nineveh. Now, once he said, no, I don't want to go to Nineveh, now he was crossing into territory. He didn't cross the border. He had crossed the boundary, for which no longer God can say, my instructions, watch this. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Go to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Watch this, it's so powerful. Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Look in verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Verse 16. What's the first two words?
Above all,
taking. Wait a minute. Why would the Apostle Paul say the shield of faith? Faith comes from
hearing
the word of God, his voice, rhema. That becomes a shield. So your will determines your protection. Because if faith is a shield, or knowing what to do with my life from the mouth of God is a shield, then if I don't know what to do with my life and I'm not able to, and watch this, even worse, what's even worse, here's the worst thing. It's not so bad if I don't know what to do with my life. What's even worse is when I know what to do with my life and I choose not to do it. Oh, man. So now when you know what to do with your life and you choose not to do it, now you got to face what Jonah faced. Unnecessary hardship. All because of your will. So why not? Let's make this simple. Let's train our will with the word. Let's keep our heart with all diligence, because out of it are the issues, or the borders, or the boundaries of life. See, when I read the word of God, when I meditate the word of God, what I'm doing is I'm having conversations with God. When I'm having conversations with God, my will is strengthened. Notice my will is strengthened, but my trust is developing. So therefore, when trust is developed, then I ain't got no problems being definitive. When I know something, when I'm confident about something, I had a cousin about 6-8 months ago. I know he wasn't doing right. We hadn't talked to him. I know he wasn't doing right. And he come and he said, I know he was dealing with drugs and all, he come ask me to borrow some money. Well, I know what he's doing. I was confident in what he was doing. So I was definitive with my answer. No. And didn't feel no way about it. Because I had confidence. Are you seeing this? God ain't talked to me. God ain't said it to me. So if God ain't said it to me, then I'm not moving.
Yes,
definitive. Are you getting this? So when you spend time with the word of God, you gain a confidence, a trust to be able to, when God gives you instructions, you can be definitive. Okay, yes, God, I'm going to do this. Then God made it so wonderful. Go to Isaiah. God made it so wonderful. He knew how we were. He knew how we are. He knew how we was going to be. So he set it up to make it impossible. It is impossible.
Yes, sir.
It's impossible for you not to do the will of God. When you don't do the will of God, it's because you flat foot didn't choose to. But if you have any angle that you want to, it is impossible not to. God will set you up and God will make it possible that you can. Look at Isaiah 1 and 18 says. Read like 19, but look at 1 and 18 says. He said, come now. What did it say? Let us what? Reason together. When we reason together, what's going to happen? See? You see what's going to happen? What was red is going to be washed. What was going the wrong direction, though your sins be as what? Scarlet. That's just simply saying you was going the wrong direction. Sin just is a word, action. Though your sins were scarlet, I mean your actions were taking you the wrong way. By the time you finish reasoning with God, you'll be going the right way. Why? Because you're no longer conforming to the world. You're being transformed. Your will is being strengthened. God gives you instructions. I say yes. God gives you instructions to deny something. You say no. So now faith, now my actions, now me following my instructions that I get from the mouth of God brings to pass the dreams of God. So now we jump to verse 6. It says, but without faith or without my following his instructions out of his mouth for my life, me not knowing what to do with my life, if I don't do it or don't know to do it, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, he got to be trusted, you got to be able to trust him, and that he is a rewarder. Not just a rewarder, but a rewarder of those that diligently, that's will. You see that in that? That's will. So when I take the word of God and I meditate the word of God, go to Joshua 1. See, this is why, you take the word of God. Listen a minute. You take the word of God and you read it. That's why you say hide it in your heart. That's why memorization is good. It's not the final step, but it's the good beginning step. Because when you memorize the word of God, now you're able to bring the Holy Spirit is able to bring the word of God back to you for you to meditate, mull over it, ponder it, think about it over and over. Joshua and Ray said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein, when? Day and night, then what's going to happen? Then you observe to do all that's written therein. Then what's going to happen? Who? Thou. You. That's will. That's will. So we can't play around with our will. Now, if you allow your will, if you don't train your will become lazy and passive. I'll take anything coming this way. I'll take anything coming. Your will, if you don't train your will, if you don't discipline your will will just take the punches as they come. I just go with the punches. Just go throughout the day. Just take whatever. Something come along, I'll do this. Something come along, I'll do this. Nothing definitive. The Bible says in Proverbs, acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, what he'll do? Direct your path. That's will. I choose to acknowledge God, so God will give me faith. He'll direct my path. Mm-hmm. Right? When my path is directed, I still have to choose to follow. Joshua said to the people of Israel, had some other gods coming in, another group of people coming in, and they kind of wavering back and forth. He said, choose you this day whom you will serve. He said, as for me and my house, We will serve the Lord. That's will. That's him saying definitively, this is what we're going to do. I don't care what nobody else does. This is what we're going to do. A will that is Job in the beginning of his life, in the beginning of Job, shows a will that is indefinite. He know God is good, but yet he's fearful. God, he know God gave everything he had, but he's fearful. Not definitive. If God is good now, then God is good all the time. If I don't see that God is good all the time, then I'm going through dark areas of my life, it's going to be hard to find the light because I'm not looking for it. It wasn't until Job came to himself later in the book of Job and realized that God is good all the time. Definitive. His will. It took him a while to get there, but he got there. That's why the Word of God tells us to meditate so that we don't have to be trying to do this in darkness. You ever tried to find a light switch? I mean, I've tried it. Tried to find a light. There you go. You're reaching, and boy, don't hit that toe. Your mind better be renewed. Trying to find a light switch in the darkness. That is what Jonah had to do. Try to find a light switch in the darkness. See, but if that will is strengthened, if that will is strong, that will is definitive, you ain't got to go in the dark to find a light switch. You take the light with you. Yeah. There's a difference when you're in the dark trying to find a light switch, but you got a flashlight with you, and you can go, and now you can find it. You can find that switch in darkness. Mm-hmm. See, when you go into a situation prepared and your will is strengthened, then you bring in a flashlight in there with you. Mm-hmm. It can be dark as it want. Dark as it want to be. Man, one of the darkest places I've ever been in my life was in Guatemala. Man, we stayed on a beautiful resort in Guatemala. But when that night came, it was dark. But it didn't matter. Because as I went to sit on my back porch of the room I had the light on my phone. Just put the light on, and all of a sudden, everything just lit up. So when you're going into a dark situation, when that your light is your will being strengthened because you've hid the Word of God in your heart. So you don't mind dealing with darkness. You don't mind dealing with tough situations because you have light with you. And then when you have light with you, having a strong will shows you where to point the light. God say, go this direction. Let's go. God say, go this direction. You can't see nothing. You don't even know the outcome. But because of your will being strengthened, you're able to get those instructions from the mouth of God and follow them. And so in the midst of darkness, you have light. That's why they reference the Word of God to light so much. Because God understood that we're going to have some dark times in our life. Even as his children, sometimes we have dark moments. Yes, sir. But it don't matter how dark it gets, as long as you have light. The Word of God strengthens our will. Your will allows you to show the light and shine a light where it needs to be shined. Why? Because you're hearing the Word of God. Is that making sense?
Yes.
So that's why it's important that you protect your will. That's why you also it's important you protect your memory. Protect your intellect. What you're hearing, what you're seeing, what you're reading. Because all those things are feeding into your will. And your will, and watch this, what's so funny about it is, your will is the thing that causes all them to do what they're doing. Your will. Your will causes you to train your intellect. Your will causes you not to cuss somebody out when your emotions. So when you're in a mad, when you're in a situation, somebody make you mad, you got the word head, you got the light with you, then your will say, nah, don't tell them that. Don't you say that. Come on now. You know that ain't right. You know you're supposed to say that. You know you're supposed to act that way. That's your will dealing with your emotions. So the word of God, that's why you have to strengthen your will with the word of God. That's why you have to renew your mind with the word of God. That's why you have to keep your heart with all diligence. Because out of it are the borders, the issues, the boundaries of life. Is that making sense?
Yes,
so our will is just not something that we should just casually deal with. Sometimes you got to train your will. How you train your will. See, people don't understand. That's what fasting is all about. It's training the will. Can you say no? Can you say yes? Can you not do this? See, that's what really fasting was all about. Fasting, people, we got all sorts of stuff with the fasting today. No, fasting is really what God used to train your will. Yes, no. Not maybe so. Not I'm not sure is yes and no. If I ain't sure, I ain't saying nothing. I'm not making no decision until I hear from God. Because when it's time to make a decision, I will be decisive. I'll see y'all next week.